This time 2 years ago, you were parachuted into the job. A lot different now ahead of the Ashes. You must be comfortable with where things have gone the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's been a transition, but really pleased with the way the boys have played. And now we come here probably quite settled, to be fair, which is nice to be for a change on the back of a really good small tour to the West Indies, which gives us a great lead into what's going to be an exciting series.
As I said, there's a game against Kent coming up in a wee little while. How's the weather conditions over there for this game? You're going to get a good start to the game?
Yeah, beautiful, mate. It's beautiful. Not a cloud in the sky today. So we should get four good days of cricket and chance for all our guys to have a good hit out and prepare well. We're lucky enough, as I said before, to have already played a tour game in the West Indies, a couple of test matches. So that gives us a better lead than 2 years ago where we just had the two tour games and straight into the Ashes. So really pleased where everyone's at, and we get a chance to give everyone a game in these two games as well. So, great leading.
Now, tonight, Chris Rogers and Sean Marsh, they're going to be opening the batting in this first tour match. Is this a bat-off, or how do you see this?
Oh, I see this as just seeing who's batting the best and then making the decision from there in terms of the first test at Cardiff. We'll get down to Cardiff and make a call after these tour games and give the 11 the best time to prepare, and look, it's going to be tough calls. We know that, whoever it may be. It's not just the batting side, it's the bowling side, trying to squeeze three fast bowlers when you've got four, and Peter Sibbel as well. So we've got five fast bowlers trying to squeeze into three spots. So it makes it tough, but that's a good problem to have, because at the end of the day, it means we've got some depth in our squad.
Now, you know how valuable Ryan Harris is. He didn't go to the West Indies. Is he an automatic selection if fit, and he's been selected for this first game?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because, it's his first game back for 6 months. So we're really looking at these games and seeing how he's going and then make an assessment from there. Only time will tell over the next couple of games how close he is or if he needs more work. So we're really guided by how he bowls, if that makes sense. We can't make any decision on him at the moment.
Okay, with Johnson, Stark, Hazelwood, Ryan Harris, dare we say it, for want of a better word, rotation, you're going to have that option. At least you can churn them over during the long, arduous series.
Yeah, we can, but as we always, we want the best 11 on the park. And if someone's unlucky to not be in that best 11, it certainly won't be rotation. It'll be a case of he's not playing because the other three are bowling better.
Now, with those great fast bowlers and those good options, do you fear England will prepare slow-turning pitches, possibly, to negate what you've got in terms of the quicks?
I'm not so sure about that. They haven't really got a front-line spinner as such in their squad either. So we're lucky enough to have Nathan Lyon, who's played really well in the West Indies for us, bowling well, and I think he'll be a big player for us in this tour. So I think the wickets will just be good, mate. I don't think they'll gamble or make them green and seem all over the place, but look, the conditions, they know them really well. They play well in these conditions. It's going to be a tough series, whatever they produce.
What a debut for the veteran, Adam Voges. He was a prolific run scorer. There's no doubt about that at domestic level. Got his opportunity and took it. Is he a lock for the middle order for the test matches?
Well, pretty hard to drop a guy who's got 100 one test match to go and then got 40 in the second in the innings of the second test.
So, your old mate Jason Gillespie got dropped after scoring a double century.
That's right. That was his night watchman. He should have played at number three the next game. Oh, look, it's going to be, he's played well. Whoever plays, we're going to have 11 very happy people, and we're going to have six guys that are very unlucky, and that's just part and parcel of having a squad.
Now, I know that you're a real competitor, Darren. James Anderson has called for England and Australia to ditch the sledging and bring the spirit of cricket to the Ashes. Do you think things are going to change in how things have been in recent tours and recent series?
I think that both sides, it's a high-pressurised series. I think both sides will play it hard but fair, to be honest. And, I think our series in West Indies has played in the right spirit, as is all test series. Both sides are quite aggressive in what they say and do, I suppose. But for us, it's more a point of playing good cricket, and that's what both sides will be concentrating on.
Just one looking ahead, Darren. What are your thoughts on the day-night test matches? Because this has been, there's been plenty of publicity and plenty of discussion in our newspapers whether the pink ball's up to it, because it looks as though Adelaide may well have an Australia-New Zealand day-night test match, which would be historic. Are you a supporter? Because I know that a lot of the players apparently aren't completely on board.
Yeah, I think we've got to have a look at it, to be perfectly honest. From my point of view, it might be a huge success. It might not. But we won't know until we give it a go, will we? So I think I'm all for change. So if it improves the game, then that's a winner for me. The ball's got to be the biggest issue, and if that's fine, then you know I can't see why we wouldn't do it.
Have you had any chats with the England coach, Trevor Bayliss? Has there been any conversations?
Not yet, mate. He's just flown over now, I think. So for him, it's a case of obviously getting straight into his work, and he'll know us really well. Obviously, he looked after us in the T20s this year, knows our players really well. So that's a plus for England. End of the day, we can't worry about that too much. We just got to concentrate on what we do.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. Just a final one. You'll have plenty of friends over there, lots of people over there. Any of your friends book in for the Chris Rogers tours? That was a bit of a drama here today.
Bit of a drama, mate. Yeah, it's obviously a mistake by a few people. But look, at the end of the day, it's been handled with no dramas out in.
He might have been concussed, but he can spot a business opportunity, Darren.
He's an open batsman.
Good on you, mate. Appreciate your time and best of luck, mate. We're all excited.
Thanks.
Darren Lehman.